Blog Talk Radio.
I do wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. This is LSEC Publishing Radio, and I am Teresa Banks. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's program. I wish you were here in the Chicagoland area. Overnight, we received our very first snowfall. And I tell you, that sound you're hearing now, that's the sound that's going to be going on across the city, the sound of shoveling. We have snow that has blanketed our trees, blanketed our streets, and in my opinion, it has truly kicked off the holiday season, because anytime you look out, you see that snow. It just gets you, I think, into more of that Christmas spirit. So, again, I want to thank those of you that have tuned in and also those of you that have taken the time out to drop me an email or place a message out on one of the social network sites that I belong to. I really appreciate your support. I cannot believe that tomorrow will actually be the first anniversary month that I've been on Blog Talk Radio. The time goes by so fast, I guess, as it truly does in life in general. I have had some amazing past guests, and I tell you, if you have not heard what they've had to say, you need to check out the archives. And you can do so by going to blogtalkradio.com/LSEC. LSEC is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C, and the area that you want to listen to is under Episodes on Demand. I have had blues pianist Bonnie McEwen on the show. She has talked about all of the projects she's worked on, including being a co-author of a book called Stepson of the Blues. I've had Lisa Dominique on the program, and she is from WLS Radio. She's a broadcaster, as well as a voiceover artist and the author of a wonderful new book with the title The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog. And I've had the founder of Highlights of Chicago Press on the show. He was actually on just a few days ago, Bernard Turner. He has written a number of different books, including the titles The Wendy's City Tour Guide and TJ and the Mysterious Stranger. So, again, you certainly want to check out those episodes if you have not done so already. Again, they're under Episodes on Demand. Now, I truly look forward to my upcoming guests that are coming on the show, including Kenneth Marshall, that will be here in a few days to talk about his new book, Hopscotch on Bloodstained Sidewalks. And I know that's going to be an incredible conversation. So make sure that you check out blogtalkradio.com/ellisac to find out who the guests are, what day they're going to be here on the show, and what time. Now, if you'd like to dial in, and my guest today is Santa Claus, I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. You can dial into the show by calling 626-213-5738. You can use that number whether or not you want to talk or not, or if you want to just listen to the show, get away from your computer a little bit and just kind of listen instead of listening by just the computer, you can use that number in which to do so. And if you'd like to talk after calling the number, you can just press the number 1 and you will be able to be heard here on the program. So I'm going to take a quick break, and on the other side after the music, we will hear my guest, Santa Claus, who is making his trek through the snow to speak with us. I hope you enjoy this song, and I will be back with Santa in just a couple of minutes. Talk to you shortly. Hey, Santa. Here's Santa already giving his ho-ho-ho sounds, and he is waiting here on the line to speak. I hope that you enjoyed that song, Santa, but let me introduce you really quick. Everyone, I have here on the call Santa Claus, and he is married to Mrs. Claus, as we know. And the two of them, as well as the elves and the reindeer, live on the North Pole. Santa rides in his sleigh along with his reindeer on Christmas Eve to not only provide toys to the good boys and girls, but to certainly pass on the holiday cheer. So welcome to the show, Santa.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, and thank you for having me on the show. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too, and thank you for coming on board and being a guest. Now, one question let me ask you immediately up front is I've heard a number of different names for you. I've heard you be called St. Nicholas, Father Christmas, Kris Kringle, Santa Claus. I mean, which name do you actually prefer?
Well, I like the name Santa. I like to keep it short, simple. Santa is perfect.
All right. Well, Santa it is. Now, Santa, tell me, what is the best part of your job?
Well, I have the chance to give gifts to the children, and I think something I enjoy, which is great, is I'm like the Easter Bunny. I work once a year. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, Yeah, I can tell you. I can see how once a year would just be great. I wish I could work once a year and actually be paid for the whole year. That would be really cool.
And, you know, you think about others that do well for our society, others that help out our children, like the Tooth Fairy. They have to work more than once a year, and people like yourself. But I enjoy just the once a year. It's fine for me.
All right. Well, thank you, Santa. And let me ask you this. I know that during the course of your ride, there are a lot of different treats that are left for you, a lot of goodies that you come across, no doubt cookies and cakes, fruit cakes if people are still cooking those, maybe bread, milk, and all kinds of things to drink. You know, I've wondered, do you actually eat all of that? It just seems like a lot to eat and consume, especially in one night.
Good question. Well, to be honest with you, no, I don't eat all of that. I know I have a nice round tummy. Oh, I've got a good sized belly on me. I do like a good treat, but at the same time, I eat healthy foods too. So I eat some of the goodies along the way. I give a few to my reindeer for taking me on such a glorious ride. And then I take some back home to the elves and to Mama, Mrs. Claus.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Santa. And then let me ask you this. You know, we are living here in modern times with all of this modern technology that's available today. Like, I love to use the Microsoft Office tools.
Yes.
And there's a tool, for example, Microsoft Office Excel, and I've wondered if you use that now to keep track of the names of the good boys and girls, as well as another tool that's available to us under GPS, where you can use it to find out where different places are using various routes. So do you use any of those type of tools or any other modern technology type tools that are available today?
Well, another great question, and I thank you for it. No. We like the old-fashioned way, Teresa. We use the paper and the pencils to take down the names and keep our lists updated of the boys and girls that have been good. And as far as the path that we take year after year, it's always been useful to just depend on my reindeer. Ho, 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 ho. They know the way. They've been led by Rudolph, and they get me to my destination just fine. They've been around long before GPS, the pencil and the paper, long before the Microsoft Excel, and I'm able to do my job well.
All right. Thank you for that, Santa. And great point. You know, I mean, sometimes modern technology isn't always all that you should be using. Now, you mentioned a few times here the good boys and the good girls. At what point do their names come off of the list that you and your team, if you will, keep? When do you take those names off of the list? Is there a particular point in time or a certain age?
Why, yes. Usually around 18, we remove the child's name off of the list. There are exceptions, however, to that rule. If you are disobeying your parents, if you have a child that has not been good throughout the year, not doing their homework, taking care of their chores, their name is not placed on the list. We keep it strict and tight and believe in discipline on the North Pole, and the lists we receive must be kept up to date and current with the right information.
All right. Thank you, Santa. And I know you are a busy man, especially this time of year, so I just have a few more quick questions for you. You know, I'm curious about recycling at the North Pole. You know, we've been trying to be a little bit more conservative in our society and recycle things as we no longer need them. Do you ever find that you're able to recycle any toys that are left over?
Why, yes. Sometimes we have to recycle. We may have toys that are damaged. They may slip, for example, out of my bag when I'm trying to get down the chimney or come into a home, and they may become damaged. And those toys we may compress, for example. I know you're an author. We might make books for the children or paper dolls. So we certainly are in the recycling business.
All right. And, Santa, I am curious. There's so many great Christmas stories that one can hear, and this is the time of year where they're all over the television screen and people are playing them and watching them in their homes. Is there a particular Christmas story that you like and you really enjoy? And if so, is there a reason why it's one of your favorite stories?
Why, yes, actually, indeed there is. My favorite story of all time has been the one of the little drummer boy. Here is a child with all that he has in his possession is a drum, and he meets the Christ child, and he plays a tune from the heart and the mind. He gives all that he has. He is truly a child after mine own heart. And I would say behind that is the story of how people learn how I received one of my greatest reindeer, being Rudolph. So that story would be Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, the second that I love behind the little drummer boy. Ho, 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 ho.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Santa. And I just have one more question that I wanted to ask of you. And again, I realize you are a busy, busy man, but I want to squeeze in this one last question before I let you go. And it's in regards to the web. You know, we are a nation now where we are always all over the web and always trying to check out different websites. And I'm just curious if there's a favorite website that you enjoy going to.
Why, yes. In fact, there is actually two websites that I love and I enjoy, elfyourself.com and northpole.com. At the elfyourself.com website, you can put your face into a little frame and put it to the tune of a Christmas song and then see yourself play back to the music while dancing to the Christmas tune. And on northpole.com, you have a chance to check out what we do at the North Pole and to learn more about the Christmas spirit. Ho, 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 ho.
All right. Well, Santa, it has been a joy to speak with you today. I tell you, of all people on the planet, I think you are one who always keeps such a positive spirit with your hearty laugh. I appreciate you being on the program, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Teresa. I love the show. I'll have to become a friend of the show. And I hope you have a great Christmas as well. Keep up the good work on the program. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all. And to all, a good night. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. ho, Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
All right. Well, there we have it, everyone. We have heard the voice of Santa himself. I'm so happy that he was able to take a few minutes from his very busy schedule to join the program today and answer a few questions. Let me play a quick Christmas song for you, and then I'll come back on the other side with a few announcements before letting you go. I hope you enjoy this one. It's one of my favorite tunes. Silent Night. Enjoy it. And welcome back. You were just listening to the beautiful song of Silent Night after my conversation with Santa himself. And what I want to share with you today before I go is that there is just a quick reminder that if you'd like to be a friend of the show or to follow the program and find out the guests that are coming, you can do so by going over to blogtalkradio.com/LSEC. And once again, LSEC is spelled ELLACEC. I also want to remind you that all four of my books are available on Amazon.com, and you want to pick them up, you want to share them with your friends, your family, or just keep them for yourself. And once you're over at Amazon.com, the titles you can choose from are Woman of Integrity, Barrenhood, Becoming a Published Author, and my last title, Surviving a Layoff. I want to thank those of you a couple of weeks ago that attended the premiere of the short films for two of my books that won a Novels to Film competition. And the short films were held at the Ice Theater over on 87th Street in the Chicagoland area. And the two books that won that prize were Becoming a Published Author and Surviving a Layoff. I also want to thank those of you that were at the State of Illinois building over the past 3 days. We were there as a group Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, December 1st through the 3rd on Randolph Street, the James R. Thompson building, and we're there probably from about 9 o'clock until about, oh my gosh, I think it was like 4:30, 5 o'clock. And I met so many of you. I talked to so many people. I heard so many different stories. And just to see, you know, what people are going through and to hear the challenges were just amazing. You know, I really am going to be praying more for people and be hoping that people are able to just make it day in and day out, because I heard some stories that really set me back and really made me wonder just how folks are truly making it with this economy being as bad as it is. Thank you for taking the time, though, to participate in that event. It was held by the CBAND Group, which stands for the Chicago Black Authors Network. And if you'd like more information about that group or the other events that I have coming up, please drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. You can also check me out on the web. I have left Twitter. I've been beat up a little bit about that. And I have left some of the other social networking sites. There were just too many to keep track of. But I am on AOL through the email address that I just gave to you. I'm also still on MySpace under my company name of Ellasec. So if you go to myspace.com/Ellasec, E-L-L-A-C-E-C, you'll find me. And I'm out there still on Facebook under Teresa Banks. So please become a friend, touch base, and say hello. I always love to hear from you. I want to wish you and yours happy holidays. There's so many holidays that are coming up, including Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Christmas and New Year's and whatever else additional holidays there are that you celebrate. I pray that this season is a blessed one for you and that you have a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. I hope also to talk to you later. Feliz Navidad y próspero y año y felicidad. Hasta luego. Thank you.